This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamaba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Tzadi Gimel. We are up to Se'if Beis. Tzadi Gimel Se'if Beis. Lo yamei l'spala ela be'ema v'achna. One should not get up to daven only out of awe and humility. Lo yamitach schoik, not out of laughter, v'kalas roish, or lightheaded. U'dvarim b'teilem. You should walk into the davening in the proper frame of mind. Let's say you're on the way to shul and you could either be walking in yourself or you could catch up with your friend so you could catch up on the latest. That's not the time to catch up. We already had a very important inyan, the way to walk into a shul. Beveis Elohim Nahalech Birogesh. The entrance into the shul is an important juncture. So one should go in Ema and Hachna, not out of levity, not out of lightheadedness, or Dvar Matim, Velomitach Kas, Elomitach Simcha, Kagoin Divrei Tanchumin Shel Torah, like the consolation of Torah. Now it's interesting. Here the Mechaber seems to be specifically talking about right before Shemana Esrei, Samuch Legulas Mitzrayim, either Gaal Yisrael, or the subject of Gaal Yisrael, or Samach L'Tehila David, Shekasav by Ritzoin Yireyav Ya'aseh. Mincha time, we have Tanchumin Shel Torah, that Hashem fulfills the will of those who fear Him, or Shomer Hashem Eskal Oyhavav. God guards all those who love Him. Now this is very interesting, because yesterday we asked, what does the Mechaber mean that you should wait before you daven? Aren't you supposed to start right away? And we had no alternative but to say it's talking about before you even start davening. Well, in Sif Beis, it seems not like that. Because Sif Beis is talking about only lo yamoid lehispalel ela be'ima v'achna. It's not talking about your matoivu or the beginning of davening. It's talking about Shemana Esrei. Yeah, so it's a little bit of a stira between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Sif Aleph, l'chayra, cannot mean that Yisha Sha'achas Kodim Shiakum Espalo before Shemana Esrei, because you have to say Shemana Esrei right away. Unless we're talking about Mincha time. Sif Beis is talking about, so Sif Aleph, we said, is talking about before you start davening. Sif Beis, l'chayra, is talking about Shemana Esrei. Says Mishnah Berurah, Be'ema v'achna, Shenemar, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, serve Hashem in fear. Hainu ha-tfila, she'ilanu b'mkoyim avoida asu oisa b'yira. Tfila, which is in the place of avoida, do it out of fear. Lo'y mitoich rotzolamer de mitzvah min ha-muvcha she'im oimdin elo mitoich ima v'achna. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by a question. It says, don't daven only out of Ema and Yira, and not Tzchoik V'Kalas Roish. Well, if I'm davening out of Ema and Hachna, obviously it's not out of Tzchoik V'Kalas Roish. So it means like this. L'chatchila, ideally, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, it has to be out of Ema V'Hachna. But if you're not able to do it out of Ema and Hachna, at the very least, make sure you're not being a clown before davening. Siv Gimel, don't get up to daven out of adjudicating a court case, or out of learning halacha in depth, so that your heart is not preoccupied with it. Ela mitoich halacha pesuka, only out of clearly delineated and cut rulings. Hagav hainu kanami kamay mitoich simcha, because out of halacha, meaning you could learn kitzur shulchan aruch, but you can't learn bir halacha before davening. Could you learn gemara before davening? Depends. If you're just not really learning it, you could learn it. If you're really learning it, then you shouldn't. If you're learning it, something that you're really immersed in, you shouldn't do before davening. Something that's superficial, you could do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Psuka, She'ein Ba'iyon. There's no analysis. V'loy machloikis. כדי שלא יתערד על ידי זה בתפילה. So that's very interesting. Meaning to learn before davening, it's only something that does not require analysis and has no machlokes. You can learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If you did engage in in-depth learning, you could daven with them, especially now that we don't have that much kavana anyway. It's only lechachila, but if you did it already and the tzibur is davening, you could daven. It's only lechachila shlo yasuk v'pilpul kod matfila. So let's say somebody has a gemara seder before davening. Is it okay if the last 10 minutes he learns Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so at least he's not going directly from the in-depth learning to davening, or at any point before davening, you should not learn something in-depth? L'chaira, it's not a din of doing it before davening. L'chaira, the din is, it's doing it right before davening. Because the Mechaber says, Ein oimdim l'sfalo mitoich. The Lashon of the Mechaber is, Ein oimdim l'sfalo mitoich. In other words, you want to learn something in depth, no problem. But don't learn something in depth up until tefillah. Another point is, and I'm not clear about this, is this only until Shemoneh Esrei? Or is it until where you start davening? Again, the Mechaber seems to be going back and forth. Like we pointed out, Yishe Sha'achas Kodem Sheyakum L'Spalel. L'Chaira is talking about before you start davening at all. If you remember in Siman Sadi, Sivchaf, it says, Yikane Shir Shnei Psachim Ve'achikach Yispala, and there are many interpretations. Either don't sit by the door, or don't daven as soon as you enter the shul. Now, what did that mean? L'char, that's talking about Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, I don't know, I think even Sif Aleph is talking about Shemoneh Esrei. And Yishe Sha'achas Kodem Sheyakum L'Spalel, what does that mean? I don't yet to be Soymech Gula L'Tfila? I have to ask you a question. What did Chassidim Rishonim do? They waited an hour before they started Baruch Sha'amar, or they wait an hour before they start Shemoneh Esrei?
Before Shemoneh Esrei.
So, were they mafsik between Gula and Tefillah?
No.
So, where did they wait this hour?
It's included in all the lead up to Shemoneh Esrei.
Not, it wasn't meditation. It wasn't hisbainanos b'roimimos hakel. Okay. Weiter. Sif. So in other words, somebody wants to learn Gemara before davening, they could do it as long as the last 5-10 minutes they're doing something else. They're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Otherwise they have to stop and do something else before Shachris. Siv Dalet. Ha'isik b'tzarchi tzibur ka'isik b'tar dami. If you're involved in tzarchi tzibur, it's like learning Torah. Perush l'inyin lamoid mitach l'spalel. that is to get up to daven from being oisek in tzarchei tzibur. Shegam zu simcha hilai, because this is also a simcha for him. She oisek b'tzarchei tzibur. V'yesh mefarshim dehainu le'inyan de'eino tzarch lifsoik le'hespalal. Some say what it means is oisek b'tzarchei tzibur has the equivalency of limudat Torah, namely you don't have to interrupt being oisek b'tzarchei tzibur in order to daven. Says the Mishmar L'Inyan Lamed, V'vad She'i Doyme L'Halacha P'suka. As long as you're being Oisek B'Tzarchet Tzibur in a way that's analogous to definitive halacha. That is, it's not something that preoccupies you. Shol Yeba Davar Shel Tirda. Kamakam Ein Levatel Tfilas HaTzibur Mishum Zeh. Nevertheless, if, again, you were involved in Tzarchet Tzibur, and it is preoccupying, don't miss out on the minyan because of this. And certainly, if you're afraid this man, tefillah will pass. Some say that when we say oisik b'tzarchet tzibur is like oisik b'tar, that is regarding you don't have to interrupt. You don't have to interrupt the dan. If you're being oisik b'tzarchet tzibur, and the Zman Tefillah is passing, you do not have to daven. If you're the only one who could be involved in this particular endeavor. You don't even have to make it up. Why? Since at the time of your chiyuv you were exempt, you don't have to make it up. So if a guy was involved in Tzarchei Tzibur, and even if it means missing the Zman Tefillah, he would not daven, and he does not make it up, because he is pater. He is pater from the tefillah. So, the reason is, we learned in Siman Ayin Sivkat and Tezayin, it's like you're being oisik in a mitzvah, even if you're just trying to save Jews money. Even if you get paid, even if you're in the middle of resting in order to continue the Tzarchei Tzibur, you also don't daven. And you don't make it up. Now, if your Tzarchei Tzibur lasted until after Chatzos, you can't eat until you daven Mincha and put on tefillin. Okay, Rabbi, have a wonderful Shazaz Hashem next week. We will begin with Simon Sadi Dalet, one of my favorite halachas. Kol tov, everyone. Have a good Shabbos.
You say that recording
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.